1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It stands to be a pivotal moment in the sputtering Republican attempt to impeach President Biden. Hunter Biden goes before a House committee today.
The public won't see any of Hunter Biden's testimony. He's agreed to a closed-door session where House Republicans will ask whether he was in business with his father and taking cash from foreign governments. The younger Biden has repeatedly said that's not true. The GOP's prime witness against him has been charged with lying about that evidence.
ABC's Andy Field. No word of casualties after multiple tornado touchdowns were reported in Chicago's western suburbs. A series of wildfires in the Texas panhandle has destroyed and damaged an undetermined number of residences. Here in New York City, a federal jury convicted Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington of murder in the 2002 killing of Jason Mizell, Jam Master Jay of Run DNC fame, over a failed drug deal. This is ABC News. History at San Francisco, where city supervisors unanimously approved an apology to black residents for what the city calls years of racist laws and policies.
One of many recommendations by San Francisco's reparations task force was for the city to officially issue black residents a formal apology for a history of racism. Supervisor Shimon Walton, the only black member on the board, saying,
"We have much more work to do."
The board unanimously voting for an official apology. The same task force has also suggested $5 million lump sum payments to black residents and a guaranteed annual income. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Criterion Channel streamer will give us a peek Friday at just how bad movies that get Razzie Awards can be. The program, and the Razzie goes to, will highlight films like Ishtar, Showgirls, Cocktail, and others. The Razzies are awarded usually a day before the Oscars. Producers say the aim is to inspire conversations about whether a movie is bad or just misunderstood. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few lingering snow showers this morning, then it is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high 24, the wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. That'll keep the wind chill factor in the teens to single digits here most of the day. Tonight, clear 13. Tomorrow, sunny 39. Friday, sunshine with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, "Well, I can take care of this." And Wisconsin says, "No. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home."
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
70 AM, The Zone. Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
And just like that, she changes Wisconsin weather on a Wednesday. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here to greet you. I'll tell you what, it is a little bit of a shock to your system. After beautiful temperatures yesterday, this morning it feels more like February in Wisconsin. The good news is it's just a blip on the screen. For today, sunshine, but it's going to be windy out of the west-northwest, 21 miles an hour, maybe even some gusts stronger than that. Daytime highs today, pretty much right where we're at, 27 degrees. For tomorrow, sunshine and 48. Friday, sunshine and 53. By Saturday, we'll be up to 62. Sunday, partly sunny, 71 degrees. So like I said, just a blip on the screen. We'll get more weather details with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, on the way. Also, catching up with Stephanie Hoff on a Wednesday morning. There are a lot of people that are drawn to production agriculture. It may start out as kind of a small experiment with livestock, but boy, that's the minute you start understanding what you don't know about livestock. We're going to dive a little deeper on that and how our agribusiness professionals are trying to help those folks. And I think it's a fun conversation. You decide. In Wisconsin, love is in the air. And that love can take on a smell. Wisconsin skunks, it's mating season. And that means they're very active at this time of the year. And they may have an encounter with animals or with people. I'm talking about what you don't know about Wisconsin skunks with one of our University Extension specialists, David Drake. Stick around. We'll try to put a smile on your face.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I went to the 2024 Forage Symposium in Wisconsin Dells last week. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. There were breakout sessions and keynote speakers. And among those keynote speakers was Jolene Brown. She's a family business consultant out of West Branch, Iowa, and a farmer. She talked a lot about working with family on the farm and making sure that it looks like a business. What are some of those challenges with working with family on the family farm?
Well, there's nothing better or worse than working with family genetics. But what I've learned over my 30 years as a professional speaker and family business consultant, that if they love and honor their family, they've got to do the business right. And what I know is that we want what we have worked so hard to build to continue. But if you don't do things when the times are good, one of my talks is stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home, because that's what happens far too often. So one of the mistakes that we make is we presume a conversation is a contract. That is not true. If it's not in writing, it does not exist. And here's, I told everybody today that farmers lie. They do. Here are the three biggest lies. Work hard someday, this will all be yours. Or, yeah, you know, I'm going to retire. And then there's the dreaded, oh, you don't have to worry about your brothers and sisters. They've got their jobs. They're not interested in the business. So if you hear these things, think those things, or say those things, you're taking a lot of risk that the legacy you have worked so hard for has an opportunity to continue. You've got to do some things when the times are good and get them in place.
What are some of those things that a farmer and their family needs to do as they plan for the future?
You have to build a business worthy of transitioning. I just worked with a family, and the parents called me. They want their kids to continue the business. They got key employees. They want them employed in the business. So I started asking about their cash flow, their net worth, the security. They have so much debt. I don't know that there's going to be anything to continue. So I called the accountant because they have to give me permission to talk to their advisors. And I said, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but it looks to me like there might not be a business that can continue. He said, well, I've known that for quite a while, and I've talked to them, and he said, they just don't get it. And I said, well, it's your job as the accountant to tell them that, not mine. So we sat at the kitchen table. We counted what's left, and that's the only thing that can truly continue. So first, build that business worthy of transition. Hire the right people. Do not bring in kids. Bring in worthy employees, earning the right from leaders and owners for that opportunity as well. And by the way, a legacy of a business does not have to continue with a family member. There are so many people who want nothing more than an opportunity to farm. Is that an opportunity that you might provide for someone else as well? So get the business worthy of transitioning, and then get a very good advisory council. You need a good CPA, not just for taxes, but somebody who says, let's take a look at the finances of the business. Would you bring the next generation in when we come to talk so that they can hear what's going on? I want them to have a good attorney, not just who does the wills or durable powers of attorney, but understands why a buy-sell agreement must trump a will, that understands why you keep operations separate from land. I want an attorney who is truly their partner. I want them to have a family business consultant who's going to hit them over the head. Because when I come, I bring four things. I bring a mirror, a box of tissues, a roll of duct tape, and a 2x4. And sometimes you just got to let them have it. But I want to find out, what's bugging them? What do we need to do better? What can we work on? Do you still have a common goal? Have you celebrated? Have you said thank you? I want them to have goodwill in the family. And then last thing I want them to do is to make sure that they have their financial planner, so that they understand the security of the senior generation. If they don't make that senior generation financially secure, they will never relinquish control.
But I'm going to swing on back to the leader of the farm. Why is that sometimes not a family member?
Here's the thing about leadership. You have to decide what is needed to lead the business before who is going to lead. The what means, what education do they need? What experience do they need? What is their character? What is their personality? Because this person is in the people business. And sometimes we have strong leaders in the business, a family member, and other times we have everybody who does their work really well, but no leader. And so when we get to that stage where they won't have a leadership amongst them, you either have to bring in an outside leader or use your advisory council as a leader to make sure you keep pulling in the same direction. And I did share, sometimes the in-laws make the best leader. And here's why. They're scared to death of doing something wrong. They do everything exactly right.
And from leaders and advisors, the farmer that is in the operation still needs to make some of those decisions. And you did go over some of the mistakes that are made. Do you want to highlight any of those in particular that we really need to keep looking at?
Well, first, money matters. So make sure that you have a strong cash flow. You can afford to pay people if they've earned the right to be invited into the business. We have to make sure that they have the right mindset. If it is my way or no way, stay a sole proprietor. Don't bring people in and form a partnership or an LLC, FLP, or C or S Corp. Let them know, I'm the king or queen, you're my servants, I'll pay you well, so keep working here. Or I'm the puppeteer, you're the puppet. I'll pull the strings and you dance. But understand, even a puppet has power. They can always cut the string and do something else.
And we've been so vested in this conversation and on what we should be doing and getting the help to be a successful business as a farmer. There's something that I feel like gets left out an awful lot of the time. And as a kid growing up, I know it was left out as I grew and as the farm grew. Tell me what that is.
Well, we need to celebrate. You know, we work so very hard. We get burnt out, worn out, stressed out. And then we say to somebody, oh, come on, so you can get burnt out, worn out, stressed out. What if we actually pause to applaud all that we have done? If you want renewed motivation, if you want betterment for your health, if you want a team that loves to work together, then you have to learn how to celebrate. And for me, that's three things. You have to learn how to accept things you cannot control or change, including your mistakes. Don't bang your head against a wall if you can't change it. You're only hurting you, not anybody else. The second thing is you got to look for fun and celebration every day. And the best source comes in the form of kids. And the last thing is, if you want to enjoy your journey, associate with folks who are enjoying theirs. I heard when I was little, if you lay down with the dogs, you probably get fleas. The corporate world said, it's hard to soar with the eagles when you're surrounded by a bunch of turkeys. So we've got people out there that looks like they've been weaned on a dill pickle. You know, nothing's right. Everything's wrong. Problems to solutions. And we've got those who say, I want to hear what you got to say. Boy, you add so much value. Let's find a way to work together so that we can make a good business even better. And then we can celebrate.
What are some of your final thoughts for the success of the farm business?
Couple things. Silence is the greatest destroyer. You've got to have transparency and communication. It's the bloodstream, not only of your business, of the legacy. The second, understand that a conversation is not a contract. And the third, Please understand that it's when you operate as a business, that's how you love and honor the family. And in doing so, then advisors have to come into play. I often am asked, how do you find good advisors? Well, first of all, if there's people in a similar business to you or in agriculture, ask who they use as advisors. And believe me, they'll tell you, probably more than just a name. And then names are going to start to surface. I would talk to the extension. I'd talk to my ag lender. I would talk to people that are in the business. You know, who do you know that could do this type of work? And that's the person then you go to interview. And then you say to them, have you worked with a good accountant, a financial planner, whatever? And there's teams that begin to form. Understand, they work for you. You do not work for them. And when you interview them, when you find out if they're going to have your best interest at heart, what's it going to take? They're very upfront. Find out what they cost and how they bill. Then what I know is that you have a lot of weight off of your shoulders because you're not doing this alone. And the result that you get will hold up financially and legally.
A lot to really think about as you move forward in your farm business. And I've said this before, gone are the days of working hard to be a success. You have to work smart. And that's no matter what you're doing. And that was Jolene Brown. She is a farm business consultant and a farmer in her own right and a professional speaker as well. So many hats she wears. From West Branch, Iowa. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Tune in Wednesday. Very special Devils Advocates. The boys are back from Michigan. We'll tell you all about it and the results of the Michigan primary. Tune in Devils Advocates 3 to 6.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
301-3276, Stumach on the way. We're talking this morning about a label that's getting some attention in Wisconsin grocery stores and now with other commodities. It's called our Wisconsin Healthy Grown Program. It was launched by the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association as well as UW-Madison. Now they're trying to get more commodities involved. Dina Knutson, who is with University Extension on campus working with the Healthy Grown Program, explains a little bit more about what it is.
It's a high bar
program. They're certified with a variety of practices from seed all the way until they sell it. They look at their pesticide programs. They develop a resistance management program. They develop programs that would be considered cutting edge. And then also growers do an ecological restoration piece on their farm. So they're looking at the non-ag lands on their farm and what they can do with that, whether it's restoring prairies or wetlands or whatever it is. So it's looking at the whole system together and then having growers do everything they can to keep that system for the longer term in the landscape.
Dina Knutson, she's a University Extension specialist that's been helping our Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers enhance what we know as healthy grown. You'll see the label on Spud specifically when you go to the grocery store. And she said there's always room for expansion, always room for more commodities that might be going down the same path. We'll kind of keep you posted on what's shaking there. Speaking of what's shaking, holy pea pod, the doors were shaking this morning. That wind is back with a vengeance. Let's talk about it. Time for our Compere Financial Ag Weather Updates. Stumach Ag Meteorologist along with us. So I'm grateful in the Madison area anyhow, not much in the form of precipitation. Did anybody get precipitation and what type?
Well, the reports that are in this morning show we didn't see a whole lot, Pam. I've got Iola up in Waupaca County with 1 inch. Everybody else at a half inch or less. The big deal is the wind. I made the right guess not putting the garbage cans out by the road last night. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, the neighbors are grateful for that, too. You'd be grabbing them from a distance, I'd say. Now, is this wind going to be this strong all day?
It's probably at its peak right now. And it will diminish somewhat, but not a whole lot. I would still call for wind gusts later on today in that 30 and 35 mile per hour range. And the gusts kind of continue into Thursday and Friday, still gusting up to 30 or better. But by Friday, the winds will be from the south. And, you know, that means mild air returning. So those temperatures will be moderating. They'll be warming up once again. Today, the coolest day we've had in quite some time. It actually feels a bit more like February when you look at morning temps, a lot of them in the teens, certainly a big change from what we've had as of late, and it's fairly normal. I mean, across southern Wisconsin, the normal nighttime low should be around 19 degrees. Hey, we're not very far from that, a little below in some areas, but not far from it. Daytime high should be pushing into the upper 30s. We'll be in the upper 20s today, so a cooler day is in store. With that wind, it's going to stay quite chilly. And with snow cleanup, as it's blowing around this morning, it's going to make its mind up where it wants to be somewhere by later today, but it's going to blow around a lot. Weather radar still indicating light snow from the Fox Valley and south, almost down to West Bend, right up along the eastern parts of Wisconsin. Low pressure moving through northern lower Michigan into Lake Huron with the rain and snow and the like over in southeast Canada. That's pulling away from us. We'll dry it out. Sun breaks through a little later on, and it dries out, and then temperatures warm up through the weekend. I'll have the forecast details right after this.
Boy, there's some exciting things happening at Bavaria Sausage. If you haven't been there lately, make it a point. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop by the retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Now, over the course of time, you're going to see some physical changes on the interior of the store. But boy, what you're really going to appreciate, the changes in the showcase. New products that they're developing on a regular basis. When Bavaria Sausage develops new products, they have a couple staples they keep in mind. First of all, they work with local farmers, and they want to make sure that those local farmers are able to make a good living. They also do not believe in waste. They said, just like Fred, the original owner of Bavaria Sausage, nothing is wasted but the squeal. And you'll notice that in some of the unique products that they're developing. Take a look at that special Berkshire brat. The flavor that you're going to pick up is found nowhere else because it was developed by Bavaria Sausage. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage. All righty, Stu, I've got some of our buddies on our talk text line telling me this morning that in Beaver Dam, no rain, full moon, shining bright, and windy. Then we've got a North Fond du Lac reporter, 26 miles per hour wind chill of 2. Somebody in the Waukesha area said they got about a half an inch of snow. Roads are fine, just a few slippery spots, but windy. That wind is the dominant factor.
Yep, that's the big thing, and it's going to be around for the day. In fact, what I'm expecting then in the east is a little light snow, maybe even some flurries in central Wisconsin the next hour or so. That all ends. The cloudy skies begin to clear, but it stays windy. Temperatures head into the mid-20s, and the northwest winds a good 15 to 25, still gusting near 35 or stronger, maybe diminishing somewhat in the afternoon, clearing out overnight, dropping to the very low teens with the west winds 5 to 15. And then there's Thursday, sunny, a little breezy, mid-40s are expected, and south winds increase in the day, 10 to 20, gusting around 30, mostly sunny Friday, almost up into the low 50s, 52, even warmer in western Wisconsin. South winds, though, Pam, still 10 to 20, gusts to 30, kind of breezy here through the end of the week.
All right, well, but the temperatures will improve starting tomorrow, so that's good news.
Yeah, that does help.
All right, buddy, have a good day. Hang on to something.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. See you later.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a windy Wednesday. Yeah, you can go ahead. Let me know what's happening in your backyard. That talks text line, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Compure Financial, your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. Find out all about them in a location near you. Go to compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire, weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Matt Nair on Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It stands to be a pivotal moment in the sputtering Republican attempt to impeach President Biden. Hunter Biden goes before a House committee today.
The public won't see any of Hunter Biden's testimony. He's agreed to a closed-door session where House Republicans will ask whether he was in business with his father and taking cash from foreign governments. The younger Biden has repeatedly said that's not true. The GOP's prime witness against him has been charged with lying about that evidence.
ABC's Andy Field. No word of casualties after multiple tornado touchdowns were reported in Chicago's western suburbs. A series of wildfires in the Texas Panhandle has destroyed and damaged an undetermined number of residences. Here in New York City, a federal jury convicted Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington of murder in the 2002 killing of Jason Mizell, Jam Master Jay of Run DNC fame, over a failed drug deal. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest of the cost will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast. Very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season, it's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL, the Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wednesday, I've got Reggie Jackson on to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few lingering snow showers this morning, then it is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit colder today. Our high 24, the wind will be northwest at 15 to 25. That'll keep the wind chill factor in the teens to single digits here most of the day. Tonight, clear 13. Tomorrow, sunny 39. Friday, sunshine with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers. That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
About these guys, I think so much of it is going back to tape, what you see in the fall.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Okay, I'll be honest. I'm not sure how connected to farming it is, but love is in the air across the state of Wisconsin. And guess what? It smells like skunk. I had a great conversation yesterday with David Drake. He's University Extension professor in Madison, focused in on urban wildlife, and that includes skunk. And I'll tell you what, those rascals are busy at this time of the year. Everything you never knew about Wisconsin skunks on the way. I'm doing what I can. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Glad to greet you on nearly the end of February. Weather-wise, it feels a lot more like February this morning, but it's just a short-lived cold spot. Today, about as warm as we're going to get right now, 27 degrees. The winds are really noticeable today out of the west-northwest, gusting up to and over 21 miles an hour. Then sunshine tomorrow and 48 degrees. Sunshine on Friday, 53. Saturday, sunny and 62 by Sunday. We're up to 71 degrees. Looks like we're staying in the 50s all of next week. Like I said, today is the 28th day of February. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day back in 1935, nylon is invented. Wallace Carruthers first produced the polymer at the DuPont Experimental Station in Wilmington, Delaware. Nylon invented on this day, 1935. On this day in 1991, the Gulf War ended. The armed conflict had lasted a little over half a year. The first Gulf War ends on this day, 1991. Happy birthdays this morning. Let me see. We've got actress Bernadette Peters, 76 years young. And can you believe on this day back in 2009, the great radio broadcaster Paul Harvey passed away. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES group.com. Or if you prefer to pick up the phone and give them a call, do that too. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Back along with us, Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group. Busy time. It may not necessarily look like it if you're driving up and down rural roadways. People aren't necessarily into the fields just yet, but this weather must have made it a little easier on your crew to get out there and wash equipment, take pictures, do stuff like that, huh?
Yes, absolutely. You know, last year, if you think of it, guys couldn't get into their sheds, frozen shut, full of snow and ice and that, and our spring has shifted earlier this year, which has been good. So
yeah.
Even this week, you know, you look at the Durst auction, that's going to close on Thursday. A lot of nice Magnum tractors, you know, the older ones that didn't run on computers that everybody wants because they're so tough and bulletproof. So definitely take a look at that. We've got our spring catalog, which has about 75 auctions in it. That is available as a digital download. And then they're going to be hitting the mailboxes here in probably next week.
It doesn't slow down for you folks. How many auctions did you say are on the books right now?
Yeah, so there's 75 for the spring catalog, but I think there's 140 on our website right now. So it's picking up, and people are planning ahead. You know, the weather got nice, and people are saying, hey, I'm looking at an auction maybe this summer or next fall, and we're going out. We're doing the listing. We're taking descriptions and getting the ball rolling.
What's your gut feeling right now, Ashley? Are people still feeling pretty good about the value in the marketplace, be it that old Magnums or be it farmland? How's it? What's your gut tell you?
You know, so far everything's been hanging in there. The land sales here in the last 2 weeks have still been, I would say, steady, but not over the top. And same with the equipment; it's still selling well. There's, you know, farmers still need to use machinery, and the price of new is just out of control. So if you've got something that's clean, it's well taken care of, still a lot of value in that.
Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. Remember, if you're looking for that catalog, as he said, you can download that on their website, steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com. Call them if you're thinking about getting an auction underway, 800-726-8609. Been a little while since we talked about that app too, Ashley. As people get more busy and want to keep an eye on things, that app is really critical too.
It really is. I mean, just type in a model number. You got 3 years of price history. Whether you're working on a balance sheet or you're looking to buy something, it's a very handy tool.
And again, that's available also at the steffesgroup.com website. Any platform that you're using, they're happy to have it available for you. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group, like we said. The other thing for people, it was kind of a news headline we were talking about, Ashley. Hay, looks like supplies are going to be a little on the tight side. We're getting it pulled into different regions. You guys are on top of that this week, too.
Yeah, we are. You know, it's funny how that market moves, and anytime the market's moving, we'll see more activity at an auction. So this week we're going to have a lot of activity because everyone knows where the price is going. So that's how it works.
Yeah, like we said, no matter what you're looking for, the folks at the Steffes Group probably have a listing that will take care of that. And like we said, their quality tested hay auctions happen on a regular basis. But then again, if you go to their website, you'd know that by now. Steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFES Group.com. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
So Tuesday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained 2 cents at 161. AA butter down a penny and a half, 283.5 per pound. This morning, a lot of red ink in Chicago. December corn's down a penny, 445. November beans right now down 4, 1126. July wheat's down a nickel at 581. March Class 3 milk is down 4, currently at 1724. The April contract closed 44 cents lower yesterday, 1756 a hundredweight. And that reminds me, dairy producers, today is the beginning of sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. This is something administered through your local Farm Service Agency office. And because of the potential for a government shutdown that could impact USDA, I would suggest that you get in touch with your FSA office today. You know, despite the market challenges that we talk to you about every day here on the show, there's still a lot of people that would love to be involved in agriculture. Some choose to get started on a smaller scale, maybe with just a couple animals. The catch is, do you know anything about those animals? Stephanie Hoff joins us this morning with a veterinarian that tries to help.
Maybe you know someone who out of nowhere decided to have farm animals. Agriculture certainly welcomes new people to the industry, but if you're a beginner with chickens, pigs, or sheep, you might have a lot of questions for a veterinarian about animal health. And this is something that Emma Schaffel experiences. Emma is a veterinarian with Waupun Veterinary Services. She says there is an ever-growing need for veterinarians in Wisconsin, even more so now that there's a growing number of hobby farmers.
The bread and butter of our practice is our dairy medicine, you know, and our clients range from anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40 milking cows to in the thousands. But there's also quite a growing number of, I sort of refer to them as hobby farmers, myself included. I have some goats, chickens, and ducks, and, you know, things like that. Animals that don't really make me any money, but I enjoy. So we're seeing quite a big rise in people that have these animals, whether it's for like a small-scale farming operation to something they just have for fun, for their family, things like that. So now we are seeing a lot more of those types of clients. So I do enjoy doing that as well as the, you know, your production medicine, because it adds something different to the day, kind of gets your brain thinking in a different sort of way too. So we see a lot more clients now that have a couple of goats, to 100 goats, and so that's always fun and a new sort of challenge to spice up the day.
And when we think about some of those smaller farm animals, Emma, the sheep, the goats, it's this time of year where we start to see the little babies coming on the ground on the farm. When is that timeline for baby animals, specifically kids and lambs?
January through February, sometimes March. I mean, everyone's a little bit different when they choose to breed and when they want their lambing window to be. But most of my clients, anyway, lamb in January, which I always find a little bit ironic because Wisconsin, of course, in the winter can be brutal, you know, for humans and for animals. So that can definitely provide its own set of challenges. But, this is a pretty busy month for seasonal breeders, so mainly sheep. Goats also, but I do find that they are a little bit later. You know, March and April, some people prefer to breed them a little bit later on in the fall. So that tends to be a little bit easier on those guys. But this is definitely when we see our biggest rush of lambing problems, C-sections, dystocias, things like that. So it's definitely a busy month for babies.
And a busy month for veterinarians as they work with new hobby farmers on their first lambing, kidding, or even farrowing season. Emma Schaffel along with us. She's a veterinarian with Waupun Veterinary Services, and she recommends reaching out to your local veterinarian for advice on vaccine protocols and everything else that comes with caring for your herd. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
That's right, Stephanie. Even if you've been around livestock your whole life, you're always learning something. I have been around these animals my whole life, but I don't know much about them. Wisconsin skunks. Come with me as we go down the rabbit hole and find out everything you never knew about Wisconsin skunks. That's up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Producer Amanda, Michael Bailey and Kevin Van S join the guys on Wednesday morning to talk about their show at the Meyer Theater. Mino and the Mayor, 6 till 8 on WISS and WGBW.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is almost a self-serving conversation. When you come in at the time of day that I do to the radio barn, well, let's just say there's all kinds of little things moving around out there. And at this time of the year, that includes Wisconsin skunk. If you've ever encountered them, it's a smell that's very distinct. David Drake is a professor and University Extension Specialist in Urban Wildlife on the UW-Madison campus. So I decided to find out everything I never knew about the Wisconsin skunk. And David tells me, now's a good time to be aware that they're out there.
Right now is prime skunk breeding season. So skunks are starting to breed in February and March, and then they'll have young in May. They have about a two-month gestation period where they actually are pregnant, the females are. But at this time of the year, the males are starting to expand their territory, expand their movements to look for those female skunks. So not only do you have a better chance of seeing skunks at nighttime, but you also have a better chance of seeing or smelling skunks at this time of the year, just simply because the males are much more active looking for those female skunks, and they're increasing the area that they're actually moving. So obviously the primary defense mechanism for a skunk is to spray this very stinky substance if a predator or something that's posing them danger doesn't back off. And so possibly you're smelling the skunks because they're spraying that very stinky substance if they're encountering some predator or some danger, which they might be as they increase their movement and increase their distance that they're traveling. But the other issue is, especially in urban areas, as skunks are increasing their distance, they're traveling or they're moving across more roads. And so obviously if a skunk gets hit by a vehicle and is killed, that smell stays in that local area and is pretty pungent for you know, at least a short duration. So that might be one of the reasons you're smelling skunks. The other issue is the young skunks, when they're born in May, they will stay with the mom for up to a year or until she's about to start to breed the following year. So right now, the skunks from last season, the young from last season, are getting kicked out of the mom's territory or out of that natal territory. And so they're also getting pushed out, and they're having to go and actually increase their movement patterns more than they have probably over the last year or so. And they're also starting to navigate territory or land in a city that they probably are not familiar with. And so it's, you know, it's like a 16-year-old who just got their learning license or their driver's license. They're inexperienced and not quite sure about what they're doing. And so obviously the young skunks now also are crossing those roads and are susceptible to getting hit by a vehicle, but they're also encountering more and more predators as they're moving across the landscape.
Fascinating. Now, is this weather having any impact on the activity level of skunks? Maybe explain for me, David, what I don't know about the overwintering patterns of skunk during a normal year and if this weather's goofed any of that up.
Yeah. So skunks are active year-round, so they are not hibernatory like a bat would be or a groundhog or what we'd also call a woodchuck. So, but what happens if we get really cold weather, they may just lay down in a hole or they may lay under somebody's deck or something like that and just kind of be relatively inactive. They're not hibernating, but they'll be relatively inactive or just somewhat dormant during that period of cold weather so they can maintain their body warmth and they're not burning calories more than or energy more than they have to. So certainly this nice weather, just like for us, we get a little bit more excited and energetic when we have this nice weather. And same thing for those skunks. There's nothing that prevents them right now from not moving around because the weather is so pleasant. So that certainly might help with that. Versus if we have a really, really cold stretch right now at this time of February or going into breeding season for the skunks, they may not be as active as they would be if the weather's nice.
David Drake is an Extension Wildlife Specialist joining us now. He's also a professor in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology on the UW-Madison campus. And I'm just literally airing out some of my questions that I've had about skunks. Okay, so we talked about their weapon, David, being the spray that they can hit you with. Tell me about that spray. How many times can they unload in a night? And then there's that age-old question of the best way to eliminate the smell if the dog or you get hit.
Yeah, so a good question about how many times can they spray. It probably depends on, you know, how often they have to spray it. So if that predator doesn't back off right away and they have to spray multiple times, that they have essentially what it is an evolved anal sac. So skunks have anal sacs. They're just more evolved than most other animals are. And so they are able to drain those anal sacs if they continue to spray. And so it will take them a little bit of time to recharge, so to speak. How often they can do that and how often or how frequently they can spray and how long it takes them to recharge, I don't know the answer to that question. But certainly I would think that they must always have some kind of reserve where they're not going to spray all of that unless they absolutely have to save their life, simply because that's their primary defense mechanism.
Ha ha, always prepared, the Wisconsin skunk. Now, David Drake says if you're turning to him for answers on the right formula or recipe to concoct, if you, your pets, or animals comes in contact with the skunk, he said, well, he has no good answer there either. There are plenty of recipes available online, he said, all of them with about the same effectiveness. There you go. My conversation with David Drake in full will be available later today on our website and podcast, MidwestFarmReport.com. Stephanie Hoff is going to be sitting in the big chair tomorrow as the Farm Babe heads north, getting ready for the Alice in Dairyland finalists announcement in Door County.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
A competitive edge won't guarantee success on a farm or ranch, but it'll help. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Farming is a business, and like any other business, you operate in a competitive environment. Purdue University ag economist Michael Langemeyer and his colleagues stress the value of having what's called a competitive position.
Many times firms will decide whether they want to be a low-cost producer or whether they want to be a value-added producer, whether they want to focus on a particular set of customers. Those would be examples of competitive positions. And so that's essentially what we're talking about. What kind of things would drive you out of competitive position, make you rethink what you're currently doing in terms of your competitive position?
Langemeyer says you need to know your market and go after it. That, he says, involves the element of agility.
A farm's ability to identify and capture business opportunities, and so paying attention to what's going on in the environment. Like I said, If consumer preferences are changing and that's going to impact what you produce, you know, maybe you respond to that in some fashion. So that's agility. The other major one is called absorption capacity. And really what that talks about is what is my ability to withstand shocks.
Tomorrow, a Purdue grad student shares survey findings that show how farmers succeed by being resilient. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian Brian Hicks and Christy Barlamont. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbutt Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.